Oh, yeah. WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond. You've been listening to Wide Ear Folk with Eric Walters, and it's time for the Edge of Americana with Otto and Josh. Josh is at the door letting a caller come in. Let's get going here. We're going to do a best of 2010. Here's a band that's gotten a lot of buzz, a bunch of Nashville musicians, but they play some nice old time. Here's the Steel Drivers.
Could not charm. was young. Oh, stories that he told me, I want you boys to know that there never was a rounder who could lie like Diamond Joe. Times to quit him, boy, but he did argue so. Now I'm still punching cattle in the pay of Diamond Joe. And when I'm called up yonder and it's my time to go, give my blanket to my buddy and the fleece to Diamond Joe.
Joe Val doing Diamond Joe there.
Nice bluegrass, Josh.
Thank you. And clearly that wasn't from 2010, but it was something that I acquired in this last year.
Yes,
I really enjoy him.
The conceit here is a best of 2010. That doesn't necessarily mean they're all new releases in 2010.
No, not by no means. Most of them are not.
Just personal favorites of Josh and me.
Yeah.
Well, that was nice. And before that, we had the Steel Drivers doing Whiskey Before Breakfast.
And what's the story with that track, Otto?
It's off a really lovely movie called Get Low that starred Robert Duvall that came out this year. And the Steel Drivers actually act in the movie somewhat. The premise of the movie is an elderly mountain man, and it's based on a true story of the 1930s. He came into a small town in North Carolina in the mountains and said, I'm going to pay for my funeral. I want to throw my funeral now. And he had the full funeral, and thousands of people from all around came around to this thing celebrated his funeral, and he died about 5 years later.
They had to have had a band, obviously.
So they had to have a band,
story like
and
that.
The Steel Drivers were up on a stage. And the thing that jumped out at me from having done this show for this last year and a half with Josh is that the Steel Drivers have a fiddle player, of course, as an old-time band, but it's a female fiddle player. And I don't think back in 1930 – there were a lot of fiddle players in old-time string bands that were female.
Well, there were certainly women in bands, though. I mean, we've played them on the show. I don't know.
Female lead? That's something. If you know,
say that there was probably I don't know when Theron Hale and his daughters, when that recording was made. Maybe Harold will call in with that information. But there were certainly young women playing fiddles, and the Massey family too had girls. But they were the daughters of the fathers who were the leaders of the band.
Right.
But they were women.
Right. Okay.
You know?
Right.
So,
well,
nonetheless,
let's keep on moving here.
Yeah, yeah. What do you have?
I got something very pretty and fun. Coal Town Saturday Night, Randall Hilton.
Let's hear it.
The 1920s, just before the crash, I was working hard and living fast. We lived in Central City and our future looked bright on Coal Town Saturday night. Kentucky coal was booming, yes sirree. I owned a 1920 Model T. We drove down to the square dance and the miners got head tied on Coal Town Saturday night. Bow and swing your partner to the left. Bow and swing your partner to the right. Listen to that fiddle and hold your lady tight. It's a Coal Town Saturday night. It was fun to go and listen to the band. Kennedy Jones was a fiddling man. But when he played the guitar, it was a pure delight on Coal Town Saturday night. Jonesy was the first to use his thumb and play the melody while he strummed. He moved up and down the fingerboard. It really was a sight on Coal Town Saturday night. Bow and swing the partner to the left. Bow and swing your partner to the right. Listen to that guitar and hold your lady tight. It's a cold town Saturday night. Swing your partner to the right. Old Jones is picking. Let's hold our ladies tight. It's a cold time Saturday night. Listen to the music and hold your lady tight. It's a cold time Saturday night. Gone. You know my
good gal left me, even took my shoes. It's enough to give a man them doggone worry blues. She's gone, solid gone. Sometimes I'm happy and sometimes I'm blue. Sometimes I feel so bad I don't know what to do. She's gone, solid gone. Well, I'm down here crying 'cause she's gone. I'm down here dying 'cause she's gone, solid gone. Thunder coming down the track, taking me away, and I ain't coming back from Buffalo to Washington. Look yonder coming round the curve, whistling and a straining and tugging every nerve from Buffalo to Washington. I'm down here crying 'cause she's gone. I'm down here dying 'cause she's gone, solid gone. Mother, my money's no rest to me.
this is E.C. Ball of Rugby, Virginia, and we gospel singers. We have two gospel groups known as the Gospel Quartet and the Gospel Trio. We sing in churches throughout Southwest Virginia, Northwestern North Carolina, and Eastern Tennessee, and we sing in all churches, Holiness, Baptist, Methodist, anyone that invites us to come. We also have two radio programs, one on Sunday, 12 noon, over WBOB in Galax, and one on Saturdays afternoon, 3 o'clock, over WKSK, West Jefferson. We've been singing gospel music for about 4 years now professionally, and we've met and made a lot of friends throughout this area, and we appreciate each and every one. Thank you.
Thank you.
awesome.
Very, very nice. The word I would use is epic.
Yeah, it's great.
It is epic.
A.L. Camp right there playing Dance of the Fireflies.
A.L. Camp, a folkways artist, but boy, he's...
Well, kind of. I mean, he's not really. Boulder, Colorado, yeah. And he, you know, played this classic banjo of the late 1800s and early 1900s. It was all transcribed out, and it was this kind of very formal thing, banjo and piano, or banjo with full bands, clarinets, and the whole deal, strings. Yeah. And, you know, it was a reaction. It was a way to make the banjo seem more high class.
Right.
And it was kind of a reaction against folk music and its.
Well, it was a very
dirty rhythms.
It was a very constructed piece, and I was telling Josh, it could have been used behind a Charlie Chaplin short.
Yeah, for sure. It's great.
It had a lot of thematic elements to it.
Well,
before that, we had one of my war horses, Mr. E.C. Ball and Orna Ball. We first have had a little track, just a vocal track from one of his radio shows, off the. Face of Frowning World tribute album that came out at the very end of 2009. It was a tribute album for E.C. Ball. And then we had off of one of the Alan Lomax field recordings from the late 1950s, we had a recording of Jenny Jenkins, which is a very famous song that he really put on the map.
Before that, we had Rambling for Pleasure from Banjo Bill Cornett, which is from the Field Recording Collective, not the 2010, I don't believe, Field Recording Collective, but...
It's new to Josh.
It's new to me, and it's great. I really enjoy it.
And before that, we had Folk Festival Connection here. We had Kim Johnson on the banjo and Rob McNerlin doing the vocals, doing Cannonball Blues.
All right, and moving forward, we had Don Stover, a buddy of mine named Sam Guthridge, put a bunch of his records that he had he went through the arduous process of digitizing some of his records. A lot of stuff that's not in print in CD. So I got this Don Stover track, Patty on the Turnpike, and I like it very much, but it's funny listening to a CD that's been recorded from a record because some of the tracks have before it starts, you know. The anticipation. Great.
And did we start the whole thing off with Randall Hilton?
Yeah, I believe we did. Cold Town Saturday Night. Who is that about? I like this story.
Oh, this is Kennedy Jones. The song is about a musician named Kennedy Jones who lived out in southwestern Virginia, North Carolina in the 1920s and 30s. And Kennedy Jones played banjo, but he also was a guitar player. And he became famous because he was apparently the first guitar player to play with a thumb pick and play an alternating bass line while picking out the melody. And Randall Hilton there is... singing about that fact. And the other nice connectivity here in our set, if you want to really be geeky about this, Cannonball Blues apparently was written by Kennedy Jones, and then the attribution for that song was ripped off by Merle Travis. So yeah. Says the Randall Hilton website, anyways.
All right.
So there you go. More than you wanted to know about Kennedy
Jones.
Facts
being spread here. This is WRIR News. It's noon, folks.
Old-time news. All right, so let's see. Let's get back to music here.
Yeah,
I have the Camp Creek Boys doing Liberty.
Okay, and they recorded this in 2010, did they?
Well, it's new to me. Thank you.
still get my baby out of jail.
Yes, warden, I'm just here to get my baby out of jail.
If that train runs right, I'll be home tomorrow night. You know I want my baby out of jail.
Yes, warden, I'm just here to get my baby out of jail.
She held her darling to her heart, and she kissed her baby boy, and then she died.
Yes, warden, in the arms of her dear boy, there she died.
Two things little and two things small. Thanks, treasure like a rubber ball. My baby, my soul did thank. Oh, my hung my broom thing for no wire, which comes down to the hot as fire. Oh, my baby, my soul did thank. Go on to hang my broom thing upon the fence, so the man come and get it, ain't got no sense. Oh, my baby, my soul did thank. Oh, then I'm gone, I'm gonna do my best, I'm gonna tell that some good women are well. So my baby, my soul this thing. Got a humpback, a little set of kidney feet, oh, fresh like a song she got a seed. Oh, my baby, my soul this thing. Oh, I believe my soul had a lucky hand, oh, she said to give a sang to speak our man. Oh, my baby, my soul this thing. Thank you, little lamb, thanks, Lord. Thanks, blessed like a rubber ball. Oh, my beast, oh, my soul, dear thing. Listen up, my beast, oh, my soul, dear thing. Oh, briar, briar, little lock. How many geese is in our flock? Oh, my beast, oh, my soul, dear thing. Oh, one to east and one to west, one to over the cuckoo's nest. Oh, my babe, to my soul dear thing. On my broom deck from the wire, come down to the hottest fire. Oh, my babe, to my soul dear thing. My dress up on my knees, I'm gonna give my broom thing who I please. Oh, my beef, to my soul dear thing. Oh, broom I want, thing I crave, thank gonna carry to my love and grave. Oh, my baby, to my soul dear thing. My man has gone to Jimmy once, I'm gone. My husband told my man, come, oh, my dear, to my soul, dear thing.
Have you made arrangements for breakfast? Do you like good music? Are you willing to stay till 56 bands play through once? Band number 12. A.L. Hall Band from Trinity, North Carolina. A.L. Hall leader. Try to play your old Richmond.
One of Richmond's largest and unique parks is the James River Park System. You can display your love of James River Park and hope be among the first in Richmond to own a unique James River Park license plate. 350 paid license plate applications are required for approval by the General Assembly when it begins its 2011 session in January. These plates are available for pre-order now. For more information and an application, you can visit jamesriverpark.org. Now I'm hungry for shortening bread, Otto.
That was good shortening bread there. That was one of those Alan Lomax field recordings. That was, what was her name? Aura.
Aura Del Graham.
Aura Del Graham is the name. Doing shortening bread. And before that, a brand new 2010 field recording collective release, John Blevins doing his version of shortening bread.
In low bass, it says. Shortening bread in low bass. And he did have a very low bass strung banjo.
I was listening for that low bass and couldn't pick that out. But you being the expert banjo player.
Well, I'm not an expert, but I do know that that's a lower note anyway.
An experienced banjo player.
I would say that that was like an E or something like that. And John Hartford played down way down in E a lot too.
Ah.
Long scale banjo. Al Hall and band before that from the 37th Old Time Fiddlers Convention in Union Grove doing Old Richmond, which is a tune that I enjoy playing very much, although some people I know play it kind of raggier than what they were doing it. They were doing it pretty old timey for sure, which is probably more accurate in some ways. But anyway.
And then before that.
Yeah, what was that?
Actually, what was it?
It was Poontang Little and Poontang Small.
From Richmond, Virginia, Jimmy Struthers there doing Poontang Little and Poontang Small. It's a song about a rubber ball. It's all I can say.
Okay. Red Allen before that from the 2010 re-release of Folkways album. It's called The Folkways Years, actually, so it's all of his Folkways albums. I'm Just Here to Get My Baby Out of Jail. And Folkways recently started doing this different kind of system of their CDs where they're printing them in small batches, and they don't include the liner notes. They include them in PDF form instead. Or you can get them, and you can get all of the liner notes for free on the Smithsonian website, too, for any of their albums. So you can have them in digital form. But because of this much cheaper cost, they're bringing out a lot of stuff from the archives and just doing small batch releases of them. And if they sell well, then they'll print another couple hundred and sell those, too. Which I think is great because there's certainly a lot of Folkways albums that are out of print.
That actually was the deal when Moses Ash died, or right before he died.
Yeah.
When he basically willed to the Smithsonian the entire Folkways catalog, he made it a contractual – you can hear the lawyer here talking.
Yeah.
He made it a contractual requirement that everything that he had ever done would stay in print in the sense that you could get it. So what Josh says is the case, if you want to pick the most obscure Folkways record possible, they will burn you a copy.
Yep.
And give it to you that way.
It's great. It's a lot of good stuff.
Before that, I guess we had
Camp Creek Boys.
Yes, one of my favorite old-time bands, the Camp Creek Boys, doing my personal favorite old-time war horse, Liberty, or Fortune, or...
No, that's Liberty.
It's just Liberty. Is there an alternative name for Liberty, Josh?
No, I don't. Not that I know.
Well, it's very nice.
So, all right, let's keep moving forward here. This is Lyman Enlow here. He's, I believe, a Missouri fiddler. And it's just this big kind of injection of Midwestern fiddling that I got earlier this year.
Great, so. I've got one too. I'll do one right after that. I'll do the Charlie Waller right after that.
Charlie Waller?
And Pat Plunkett. From Illinois.
All right, well, there you go.
Good.
All right, so here's Lyman Enlow, and he's doing Melinda. Thank you.
know something on you. Well, it ain't no use in you hiding it and making me feel so blue. Well, I may be skinny and I may be slim, but I'm a damn good papa for the shape I'm in. Ain't no use in you hiding me, I know something on you. Well, there ain't no use in you hiding me, I know something on you. Well, there ain't no use in you hiding me, you're making me feel so blue. Well, a tomcat is sitting in a chimney jam, and if that ain't a hot place, I'll be damned. Ain't no use in you hiding me, I know something on you. Well, there ain't no use in you hiding me, I know something on you. Well, there ain't no use in you hiding me, they're making me feel so blue. There's one thing I can't understand, how a bow-legged woman loves a knock-kneed man. Ain't no use in you hiding me, I know something on you.
Isn't that a sweet song?
Yeah, that was lovely.
That is Clint Howard, who is from the same area of North Carolina as Tom Ashley or Clarence Ashley and Doc Watson and that whole scene, and played with them back in the 1960s. And I saw him sing in, I guess it was the year 2000? The year 2000 at the Merle Fest with Doc Watson in the dance tent. It was great. I was telling Otto he sang...
got a great baritone
voice.
He
sang 3 Days Drunk. It was really good.
And before that, we had a 4-song instrumental set. We try not to normally do that many instrumentals back-to-back.
But it's all right. It was good.
They were all good. They were all good. We had, what did we do, actually?
Started with Melinda by Lyman Enloe.
Yeah.
Which is just a nice tune. And you followed that one up with the folks from the Fiddlers, or from, not the, from the Fiddlers Convention, but the
Folk Festival. Our Illinois couple here, Pat Plunkett and Charlie Waller.
Walden.
Yeah. Doing, it's Casey's Hornpipe there. They were a Richmond Folk Festival performer this year, that duo, and did a nice job of explaining their influences. A lot of their music comes from sort of Canadian fiddle traditions. And Josh, you were saying that that music...
That's contra dance music.
That's what you grew up on.
Yeah, well, that was my dad's a square dance and a contra dance caller, but definitely up in Loudoun County, Virginia, there was a lot of kind of implanted... Northerners,
right.
that were enjoying living in Virginia, albeit at the very top of Virginia, and so their version of a hoedown was
they
were super fun, yeah. And there were square dances involved in that too. But there's definitely, as soon as you get to like Maryland and north, there's a lot of that type of music, and it's all over the place. Actually, it's great. It's perfect for dancing. That piano is great. Mm-hmm. After that was J.P. Fraley doing Chicken Hen from an album called Wild Rose of the Mountain, which enjoyed that.
And then we had the Foghorn Duo, and I think this actually is a 2010 release. Foghorn Duo doing Saddle Old Mike.
Saddle Old Mike and the Foghorn Duo. Two members, of course, of the Foghorn String Band.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. Good stuff. One of the members of the Foghorn String Band right now, Caleb Clowder, is doing Honky Tonk Country and touring around, which is very nice, too.
You are listening to The Edge of Americana on WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond.
Just being chatty tonight. Richmond Independent Radio. So let's stop this chattiness, Otto. What you have?
All right.
What you got?
My next track here for the best of 2010 is a artist named Jim Jackson. This is an early 1920s, 1930s recording of a song called "It's Nice Like That," which
I like it.
We've played it on this show as an Alice Gerard, Hazel Dickens song, actually.
But All right. Here we go.
What they were working with.
Give us a call if you want for any particular reason. I think we're pretty much going to play what we want to play. But if you want to call us anyway, 804-649-9737.
It's nice in the country, it's nice in town, nice from your head to your heels on down, it's nice like that.
It's nice like that. Hey, mama, baby, it's nice like that. Oh, it's nice like that. It's nice like that. It's nice like that. Hey, mama, baby, it's nice like that. He cooks me the chicken and brings me the wing. He thinks I'm working and I ain't doing a thing. It's nice like that. Oh, it's nice like that. Oh, mama, baby, it's nice like that. Mama, mama, look at this. Out in the backyard doing that twist. It's nice like that. It's nice like that. Oh, mama, baby, it's nice like that. Oh, it's nice like that. It's nice like that. It's nice like that. Oh, mama, baby, it's nice like that. Come here to me, you dirty witch. You ought to be sitting at the morning bench. It's nice like that. Oh, it's nice like that. Oh, mama, baby, it's nice like that. Oh, it's nice like that. It's nice like that. It's nice like that. Oh, mama, baby, it's nice like that. I went down to fill up, get a glass bottle. That was a big book, clean with a spotter. It was nice like that. Oh, it's nice like that. Oh, mama, baby, it's nice like that. Oh, it's nice like that. It's nice like that. It's nice like that. Oh, mama, baby, it's nice like that. Spot in the bed, folks, got in the tussle. Spot a couple steps out of bed, folks, folks. It's nice like that. Oh, it's nice like that. Oh, mama, baby, it's nice like that. Oh, it's nice like that. It's nice like that. It's nice like that. Oh, mama, baby, it's nice like that. Get your nice cap and gown. Come on, mama, let's break them down. It's nice like that. Oh, it's nice like that. Oh, mama, baby, it's nice like that. Oh, it's nice like that. It's nice like that. It's nice like that. Oh, mama, baby, it's nice like that.
eyes. They're out in the trees, and I swooped out upon it, and we're down to your knees. I recall these words I was told. Hard times come, hard times go. And now they're harder than they have ever been before. I don't know if I can take them anymore. Oh, 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 oh,
Jackson Lassie. In the hill of Cheatham County, in middle Tennessee, when chillings are in season, that's where I long to be.
When it's chilling, cooking time in Cheatham County, I'll be coating in the Cheatham County hill. I'll pick a Cheatham County chilling cooker. I've a longing that the chilling will fill. Lord, yeah, nothing no better than chilling unless it's more chilling. That art and all chitlin' cooking and all good chitlin' cook must master it by practice, cause it ain't wrote out in book. When it's chitlin' cooking time in Cheatham County, I'll be coating in the Cheatham County hill. I'll pick a Cheatham County chitlin' cooker. I've a longing that the chitlin' will fill. Put before me, I think chitlins are the best. When I press that dying pillow, let chitlin be my last request. When it's chitlin cooking time in Cheatham County, I'll be coating in the Cheatham County hill. I'll pick a Cheatham County chitlin cooker. I've a longing that the chitlin will fill.
Of the Nation with Neil Conan, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 4 p.m. on Richmond's 97.3 WRIR.
Just love to keep on, keep on trying. way you keep. Jailer, jailer, don't set me free. Yeah, jailer, jailer, throw away the key. Jailer, jailer, throw away the key. Jailer, jailer, don't set me free.
An exhibition of rarely seen first-hand drawings that document the Civil War will open at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts on January the 15th, 2011. These unique sketches, once thought to have been lost, will be on view until April 3rd of 2011. The exhibition is drawn from the Becker Collection, which consists of more than 650 original drawings. This is the nation's largest private collection of Civil War drawings, second only in scale to that of the Library of Congress. Admission to this exhibit is free, and for additional information, you can telephone 804-340-1400 or visit vmfa.museum. And you're listening to The Edge of Americana?
Yes, you are.
And this is Otto.
And this is Josh. And Paul Ginner's here, too, but he's not on mic.
Paul's not on mic.
But just you should know that our voices are different.
He's in the house.
Because we're in his gravity is in the room.
Peter Rowan was just played there. That was a 2010 release called Legacy. And Mr. Rowan was a Richmond Folk Festival performer this year.
With his flowing locks.
With his long flowing locks and his Martin D18 Authentic. He was quite the personality this year at the festival, and we'll just leave it at that.
Sam and Kirk McGee before that with Chitlin' Cookin' Time in Cheatham County from an album called Opry Old Timers, which is half Sam and Kirk McGee and half the Cook Brothers. It's a great album. That's an awesome tune. I really enjoy that.
And then before that, we had somebody who passed away in 2007, I believe. His name is Jack Rose, Richmond resident, Philadelphia native, wonderful old-time guitar player, kind of a John Fahey style player. And that was a version of Buck Dancer's Choice that I like very much.
And Pogue LaFarge and the South City Trio before that. That's I think that might be an 09 release, but Otto. Even though it was on my playlist, it was for Otto and his discovery of Pokey Lafarge.
Yes, as far as I'm concerned, 2010 was Pokey Lafarge's year.
It's a good thing to be. He doesn't take up much room in your house. Hard Times Come and Go, great song. There's a great video online for it. That's from his last album, Riverboat Soul, and he's got a new one in the works, which I think will be out in March or so. So, and I think we're going to have him here, hopefully live in the studio in April.
Yes,
so
we are working. We are working towards that. And we started that whole set off with Jim Jackson doing "Hey Mama, It's Nice Like That" Part One from a document collection of Jim Jackson recordings.
Well, I'm going to keep it kind of bluesy here, Otto, and kind of raggy, too, and give you
works
is that
for
okay?
Me. Yeah, I got
a little bit of Riley Puckett and Ted Hawkins doing Ragged But Right.
Boys, I'm ragged but right. people, I'm ragged but right. I'm a thief and a gambler, I get drunk every night. Get up for the house safe 3 times a day from my board. That's more than any loafer in this town can afford. Big legs, big fan to keep me cool while I sleep. A little baby girl to play around at my feet. I'm a rambling gambler and I'm drunk every night. I tell you boys, I'm ragged but right.
In the year of 61, when the Civil War begun and this day was called, a color came on men as the finest in the land, and their all from this day to when the dictator vision got the brand, they showed them who they were. For they weren't afraid to fight, they called them no dead right. No brand that is false to that Civil War. Still from Georgia, Alabama, Florida, down in dear old Dixie, where the midams have known, but them now left the land of Vermin for that gay old Kaiser from his throne. I used from Dixie, yes, I'm from Dixie too. Thank you.
along,
Crebe Sisters.
Tumbling Tumbleweeds. Believe it or not, Otto and I are in the studio, and we were actually both singing a harmony higher than the highest harmony that they were singing. And dogs were barking. They were going crazy for it. That's so nice. They're like little computer. They're like little Texas swing robots.
Yeah, they are. They're lovely little automatons.
Oh, my gosh. It's so great. Like, I mean, I haven't spoken to them personally. I'm sure that they each have personalities. But when they're on a stage and they're so synced up on the fiddles and they're so synced up in their voices, it's just crazy.
Three sisters all playing the fiddle. They're all Texas State champion fiddlers, and they all play sort of in rhythm with each other. They're bowing. They're bowing.
It's all very – it's very scripted too, most of it.
But it's charming. I highly recommend seeing them when they come through.
Less scripted but no less amazing before that, Homer and Jethro. Doing I've Found a New Baby. I think we stumbled into kind of a jazzy thing here, Otto, for a second, from an album called Playing It Straight that they put out. One of the few – actually, I should take that back. The many – but they did a number of jazz albums together along with their silly, goofy albums where actually you can also hear some great mandolin playing and great guitar playing too.
Playing. And then before that, we got funky in a 1937 kind of way.
So funky.
That was Belton Reese doing Biled Them Cabbages Down.
That was great. Gene Goforth for that with Grandmammy Look at Uncle Sam, and from an album called Eminence Breakdown. More Missouri fiddling for you.
And then we had an epic. We had Fiddling John Carson doing, what do you call it? The Dixie Division.
The Dixie Division.
And I love that because, of course, he starts out with this sort of narrative Civil War thing, and then it moves into the Dixie theme. And then it's a Yankee Doodle Dandy, and then it finishes up
way down upon the Swanee
River. Swanee River. It's lovely. It's just great.
So the old folks at home, I guess. And we started it with Ted Hawkins and Riley Puckett doing Ragged But Right. Yeah. And that's great. And it's 8:36. So I feel as though we should mention that next week is going to be a special week here on Edge of America.
We've been trying to hatch this thing up for about 2 weeks, and we just got a phone call to confirm it. We are going to have the Richmond Sacred Harp Singers are going to be here in the studio, 10 of them. And they will be doing hymns from the Sacred Harp hymnals that are going to have sort of a Christmas feel to them. This is all going to be part of a larger Christmas show we're going to do, but we will have these people live in the studio. And if you know anything about Sacred Harp singing, it's early Southern Protestant shape note singing. It predates gospel music, and it has a kind of a Gregorian chant feel to it. It's really unearthly stuff. It'll be really neat.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm very excited.
So, all right.
Let's keep going, Josh. What you got?
Well, let's see. Oh, is it my turn?
I guess it
is my turn. Well, you know, I'm still feeling a little jazzy. So, I'm gonna give you the Sweet Violet Boys, who are also known as the Prairie Ramblers. The Sweet Violet Boys, much like, Roy Acuff had the Bang Boys, and Hank Williams had Luke the Drifter, that they would record their, you know, funny stuff.
Alternative stuff.
The Sweet Violet Boys are the alternative name of the Prairie Ramblers. And here they are doing Walking in My Sleep.
Walking in my sleep, walking in my sleep, wasn't making no 4 day creep while walking in my sleep.
The gal I love lived across the hall with no clothes on. I've seen another mule sticking in my stall with no clothes on. Oh, walking in my sleep beginning with no clothes on. The door wasn't locked and I walked in with no clothes on.
Walking in my sleep, yes, baby, walking in my sleep. Wasn't making no 4 day creep while walking in my sleep.
gal did scream, and by heck, with no clothes on. When I got on the street, I had the wind around my neck, with no clothes on. I had to run, I just couldn't stand, with no clothes on. There was a cop behind me, had a gun in his hand, with no clothes on.
Walking in my sleep, oh mammy, walking in my sleep. Wasn't making no 4-day creep, but walking in my sleep.
With no clothes on. The judge said, order, keep your life, with no clothes on. What are you doing in the room with this man's wife, with no clothes on?
Walking in my sleep,
yes, judge,
walking in my sleep. Wasn't making no 4-day creep by walking in my sleep.
Got the right key, baby, wrong keyhole, can't get along. save my soul. Your black-headed women look mighty fine, but give me those blue-eyed blondes of mine. Got the right key, working at the wrong keyhole.
Thank you. know you like to drink, and I know you want the best. When you go out with your friends, it's anybody's guess. Girl, when you're with me, I'll break the bank, you know it's true. Darling, I'll drink cheap, so you don't have to. Yeah, I'll drink cheap, so you can have what you like. No, I don't mind paying if you'll come with me tonight. Cause I like seeing you under them big old neon lights. Rail, get me just as drunk, just don't taste as nice. Let's PBR for me, Guinness draft for you. Darling, I'll drink cheap, so you don't have to. Get fixing the top shelf. This Long Island I seize for her and real drinks for myself. This guitar don't pay too much, Lord, I must be a fool. Darling, I'll drink cheap so you don't have to. Yeah, I'll drink cheap so you can have what you like. No, I don't mind paying if you'll come with me tonight. Cause I like seeing you under them big old neon lights. Rail, get me just as drunk, just don't taste as nice. Whistle, old granddad for me, Maker's Mark for you. Darling, I'll drink cheap, so you don't have to. Well, I know you like to drink, and you're gonna get the best. So I'll make sure that you don't have to settle for any less. Drank too much, I hassle, long as you're still being true. Darling, I'll drink cheap, so you don't have to. Yeah, I'll drink cheap, so you can have what you like. No, I don't mind paying if you'll come with me tonight. Cause I like seeing you under them big old neon lights. That rail get me just as drunk, just don't taste as nice. Listen to Yinglings for me, two Jaeger bombs for you. Darling, I'll drink cheap, so you don't have to. Yeah, I'll drink cheap, so you don't have to.
On a Monday morning, just about 9 o'clock, make a drink in the really rock. Feel the singing and crying, guess I'm going to die. Yeah.
whiskey and beer. Pretty women, don't trouble my mind. If whiskey don't kill me, I'd live a long time. I'll go up some dark holler, I set up my still. I'll make you 1 gallon for a $2 bill.
Oh, so operatic.
Very nice.
That's Buell Casey doing Moonshiner from Buell Casey Sings and Plays from Smithsonian Folkways. Great stuff.
And before that, getting funky on the Titanic sinking, we have William and Versie Smith doing When That Great Ship Went Down.
It was sad.
Very sad subject matter, but again, just a funky, funky sound there.
Fox Hunt before that with I'll Drink Cheap, in parentheses, so you don't have to, from their latest 2010 release, Long Way to Go on Skull City Records.
And then Rachel Eddy doing Shag Poke.
Hand on the Plow is that album before there. And Modern Mountaineers, Working at the Wrong Keyhole. That was a discovery of this year. A great dirty band, the Modern Mountaineers. They definitely played stuff in 1937 that you couldn't play on the radio today because of its raciness.
And then this was a discovery for me this year, not for Josh, but for Otto it was a discovery. Joseph Spence doing Bimini Gal.
Yeah, love it.
From a Friends of the Old Time Music compilation.
And we started with the Sweet Violet Boys doing Walking in My Sleep. The Lee Show is coming up and we have time for just one more, Otto. So what is that?
Well, we're going to play some music from our favorite listener, our favorite fan, Harold Hausenfluck. Here's Volume 1, The Fiddling Collection on Field Recorders Collective, and we're going to do a track called Sail Away Ladies.
And that just came out, just like very end of 2010.
This is fresh off the press for 2010.
All right, let's hear it. Sail Away Ladies. And thanks for listening. Stick around for the Lee Show.